tell you, there's nothing like talking with Dan Schlossberg, and we're going to do that right now. And what a great baseball writer. Always a pleasure to welcome him in. And he's written so many books on baseball, including the new Baseball Bible. You have to have it. I mean, it's not an order or anything, but pretty close. It's a very strong suggestion that you get your hands on the new Baseball Bible. It is terrific. You can find it at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And you can also find him right here every week. Dan Schlossberg, welcome aboard, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob, and welcome aboard is a great introduction for tonight's talk.
Yes, that's exactly right, and we're going to talk about that in a second. You and I solve the ills of baseball every morning for about 45 seconds. It's amazing how much good we do off the air. We should talk about this on the air someday.
We should. I would love to do it.
Well, you know, we're going to someday soon. But in the meantime, we'll talk travel, and we always love doing that. And today we're talking about yachts. Take it away. When I think, Danny, of yachts, I think of Dan Schlossberg.
Well, IYC.com is the world's largest international yachting company. They have over 100 super yachts under their management, 100 super yachts, the largest charter fleet in the world, and they have 100 professionals in 12 different cities, 12 different offices around the world. And they deliver great vacations. Now, the idea of the yachts is you can travel during the pandemic, and you can actually enjoy safe facility, totally safe environment, because you and your guests, maybe each yacht sleeps about 12 people or so, and they're great places to go by yacht. And they come with a crew as well. So really a great thing to do. Bob, let's talk about some of the great places you can go by yacht.
Let's do it.
Northeastern United States, this is really for the summer, probably, you know, between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
Northeast U.S., Maine, the Hamptons, Newport, we're talking New England now. And again, Memorial Day to Labor Day, maybe even a little bit earlier or a little bit later on both ends. Strong historical association with sailing, obviously Newport, all the regattas they have.
Yeah.
Great beaches, great shorelines, and great yacht events, and world famous for seafood. Lobster rolls are great.
Oh, the food would be phenomenal. Listen, we all love the food in the Northeast, so that's an interesting take. And by the way, from your notes, I noticed that IYC, as you mentioned a moment ago, they do maintain social distancing because they don't overload the yacht with too many people, and they follow CDC guidelines, so that's important to point out.
Yes, I totally agree. Here's another U.S. destination a little bit further away. You have to fly to this one. We're talking about Alaska.
Ah,
okay. Best time to visit is during the late spring or early summer. Spring charter in Alaska gives guests the opportunity to see beautiful flora and fauna, whales, moose, bears, and, of course, glaciers. Beautiful scenery. I've been to Alaska twice, Bob. I loved it.
You know, I've never been. It's on my bucket list for sure, but that's a great way to see it, folks. And, again, IYC is the company you want to be thinking about. Let's go much warmer. Can we switch gears and talk about the Caribbean a little bit?
Yes, because you can do it now. Do it now, tomorrow, this weekend. The Caribbean and the Bahamas, beautiful yacht destinations for the first few months of the year, which is now. Warm winter weather, great escape from the cold. St. Bart's, which I've been to, by the way, a great place to spot celebrities. Undisputed yachting hotspot for nightlife, beachside parties, restaurants, a great place. And sailing distance from St. Bart's is the island of St. Martin, which is half Dutch and half French. Great place to go is David's Hole off Les Terres Basses. And Harbor Island, only accessible by boat. And these places have pink beaches, a laid-back attitude. I've been to St. Bart's. I've been to St. Martin. Really recommend it. It would be even more spectacular by yacht.
Were you that guy that just got picked up by local authorities for being behind a bush at the nude beach at St. Bart's? Was that you, Dan, or was that somebody else?
That was somebody else. I was the guy with the binoculars.
All right. So where are we going now? What are we going to talk about now? How about One More Toy, which is the name of a pedigree yacht, which sounds very interesting. I mean, it's a lot of money, but it's very interesting.
Yeah, we'll get back to that in a second, Bob.
Okay.
But I want to talk about the other destination that we should consider, Greece, Croatia, and south of France, June to September.
Mm.
The Côte d'Azur, Saint-Tropez, Cannes, Monaco, restaurants, boutiques, beachside bars, very relaxed, sailing charter, and there's a Kornati archipelago in the Croatian paradise, 140 islands to explore. You have the Greek islands, Mykonos, Santorini, many other places, and I've been there too. And I really recommend the Mediterranean, great place to go.
Well, you know, I've heard from people who have leased and rented yachts for that kind of a trip, and they just rave about it. They said that, you know, especially the Greek islands, there's no place better to, grab a beautiful ship and go around the coast of than the Greek islands, that's for sure. Okay, where are we going next?
Well, that's it. Those destinations are the ones you should consider. I just want to mention some of the names of the yachts and some of the prices, because these are rather interesting for armchair travelers, especially. The prices range, you know, some of them are $347,000 a week plus expenses. However, they sleep 12 and has an 8-person jacuzzi. This one is Lady Lena. It's a brand new vessel delivered in 2020. I like things that are brand new. So, brand new thing, I'm there. Tatiana is another one, a brand new yacht built to the highest of standards, 12 overnight guests, but 20 crew members. Guarantees a great charter experience to top all others. And this one won't even publish the price. It says price upon application.
Which tells you everything you need to know, right?
And the name of the next yacht tells us everything we need to know, too. Far From It.
Uh-huh.
Is available for charter. This one's a relatively cheap one, $135,000 a week plus expenses.
That's a bargain.
But sleeps 10 overnight guests, so 9 crew members. So get your friends and family together. And go there. Take it. Carte Blanche was another one, refitted in 2019. 12 overnight guests. Ocean Club, one more toy you mentioned. That one sweeps, has 12 guests in 6 spacious cabins, and it's only $150,000 a week. So you have lots of choices, but IYC.com is your website. You can check out all this stuff. All the yachts are there, recommended destinations, and they also offer advice, insight, and support to yacht owners, buyers, charterers, and captains worldwide.
Boy, you need Schlossberg money for this.
That would be good, but I'm spending it all on my left fielder.
So IYC is the place to go. So what you can do is go to IYC.com? Would that be their website? Good
yes.
Place to start? Okay.
That is a great place to start. And once again, they have 100 super yachts under their management, IYC.com. Check it out. Great for armchair travelers. Even if you're not going to go anywhere, take a look.
Oh, man. You know, it kind of reminds me of that old show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. You know, you can't afford it, but sometimes, you know, you watch anyway just to kind of see how the other half lives. I think that would be a fun website to go to, huh?
Oh, definitely, especially the next time it snows.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, listen, Danny, thanks for bringing that to the fore. We appreciate it as always. And go Braves and Yankees. And how far away are we from pitchers and catchers?
February 17th is the day I've got circled on my calendar, so less than a month, Bob.
I'm not surprised. You would know. Danny, always a pleasure, my friend. Listen, stay safe, take good care. Let's do it again next week, huh?
That'll be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, here at 1420 and 1150 WLIS and WMRD.